Why Krishna came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What were the reasons? The causes. Not three. Before that, Jada Jada Hidar. From Begum. All the. You can also express the different stages of here. Transcendental mood of the associates of Krishna, especially Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radhika. This is the mood. But how this bhakti descends in this world? Can you tell the process how it comes in this world, in the heart of jivas, especially of ignorant conditional soul? How it? As you have heard, Satang Prasangam Virja Sambhitam. And he told, bhakti can come by the association of high class of devotees. What kind of that devotee should be? Oh, like Narad. Oh, he told, oh, bhakti should be. And at once came. It should be like Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyas Dev, or Uttam Mahabhagavat, the association of that. If you have, then bhakti will come. Not like those who are not qualified. They don't follow bhakti process. They don't chant name. Oh, they may chant 16 round. Mind here and there. Not fixed in Krishna. There is no even transcendental sabda in their heart. What to tell Nishtha, Ruchi and Asakti and bhav and love and affection, prem. How they can give? You should always think, those who have this wealth of bhakti in their heart, they can give. Otherwise, those who have no bhakti in their heart, they cannot give. So, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Vish. Guru, what kind of Guru? Not kangaroo. Kangaroo, you know?
Australian kangaroo.
Not like that. Really, qualified and bona fide. He can be. Who has wealth of this bhakti in their heart. Guru should be so qualified. And bhakta, or no difference in between bhakta and guru. Guru is superior among devotees. So bhakta should be like that. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti. Only by the mercy of Krishna and Guru. Guru means here bhakta also. By their mercy we can have. But you will have to know who is Guru really. Don't be in confusion. There are some symptoms which has been written in Bhagavata and Veda and Upanishad. We should know. And what is the nature, or what is the symptom of pure Vaishnava? Pure Vaishnava and Guru, they never criticize anyone. They have no time at all to criticize anyone. Those who are criticizing, they are offenders. They have not come even in the stage of Kanishta Vaishnava. Never. why I want that Madhava Maharaj should express some symptoms of Guru and Vaishnava. That we will know that what is really, who is really Guru and who is really Vaishnava. And by their association we can have pure bhakti, and otherwise no. Go on.
Hare
Krishna. Very simple word that all can, especially the devotees of native place, this place.
First of all, I pay my obeisance. So Gurudev ordered me, what is the symptom of Guru and Vaishnavas? Just you have heard that Vaishnavas, among Vaishnavas, Gurudev is best among Vaishnavas. So Gurudev also say, best Vaishnav. So you have heard from Gurudev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhukti Lata Bij. If you want to serve Krishna, then something is needed. What is that? Bhakti Lata Bij. Seeds of Bhakti. What is that? Desire to serve Krishna is called Bhakti Lata Bij. So by causeless mercy of Guru and Krishna, or combined mercy of Sri Guru and Krishna, you can get that seed. So now, we have to first know what is the symptom of bona fide Gurudev. If you go here and there, then I am Guru. No, you have to know what is the proper symptom of Guru. Then you can understand yourself, because Bhagavan has given you intelligent. You can understand who is bona fide Gurudev. Then you never be cheated. So you must have to know the symptom of bona fide Gurudev. Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures has told us, Tasmad Gurum Prapadet Jigdasusya Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanupasamasyam. So, Tasmad Gurum Prapadet, if you want to know and want to surrender yourself, the lotus feet of Gurudev, so you have to go to Gurudev. What is his symptom? Sabde Parecha Nishnatam and Brahmanupasamasyam. He had two symptoms. One is called internal symptom, another called external symptom. What is external symptom? Sabde Nishnatam. That means he will be expert in all scriptures. He will be perfect in all scriptures. If you want to know any inquiry, if you have any question, if you have any doubt in your mind, oh Gurudev, I couldn't understand, what will be answered? Immediate, he will quote from scriptures and remove your doubt from your heart. If you ask any question about scriptures, oh, tomorrow I shall answer you, or I don't know, or he can quote from here and there from any material thing, this is not proper symptom. So you must be expert in all scriptures like Ramayana, Mahabharata, Vedas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam and others. Another thing, upasamasyam, he must be detached from material desire. In this world, all are engaged in material desire. More or less everybody has some material desire. But he came to know by association, by this material desire we will not be happy. So how we can be happy? Then we came to know in good association. We have to take shelter of bona fide Gurudev and we have to do bhajan of Bhagavan Krishna or Lord Ram, etc. Then we will be happy. So he came in contact of Vaishnavas and to Gurudev. So Gurudev must be detached. In this world, all materialistic person, they are engaged in 3 W, means woman, oil and wine. If you go to them, they could not help you. And moreover, they are more entangled in job, divorce, drink and dance in nightclub with girlfriend or boyfriend and dollars. And this is their destiny. If you go to them, they could not help you to advance in Krishna consciousness. So one of head guru must be detached from all these things, from CW and six days. So have to be careful. These two are external symptoms. And internal symptom, parecham snatam, he must be realized soul. Then he is Uttam Guru, Uttam Bhagavat.
What is the meaning of realized?
Realize means he knows who is he, means which we are doing for our physical body. And sometime we control by our subtle body, means mind. And doing all this activity, we are taking this cloth, we are eating for maintaining our body. But for whom people are loving us, we are talking and laughing, joking each other. For whom? We have soul. To whom you are loving so much? Husband loving wife, wife loving husband, father loving his kids, and kids are loving their dads and mom. If soul will go away from body, no one will love you. So he must be realized, he must know who am I, and what is my soul,
no,
and what is relation between my soul and super soul.
No, moreover, he has realized how to love conjugal. What is love and affection to Krishna? Fully realized, and he is serving them.
And moreover, which you have heard from Gurudev, he must know what is love, what is relation between him and divine couple. Knowing this, realizing this, he is serving always to divine couple. Then he is bona fide Gurudev.
Otherwise not.
Otherwise not bona fide Guru. Which you have heard from Gurudev, that Australian kangaroo. But if Gurudev is like bona fide, if symptom, he has like these two symptoms, then please go to him, surrender yourselves. Don't be entangled in rumor, oh he is good or not, he is bad, this and that. Who is approaching you? Don't go to him. He is not good, he is not lying. Is he lying himself? Who is not in line, they thought, maybe he is not in line, you are not in line. Just like if someone is thief, if you see anyone in a civil race, or maybe he is police or CID. Similarly, who is not in proper line, they thought everyone not in proper line. So don't be overcome by them. So Bhagavan has given you intelligence. You can judge yourself, or you can come in contact of good association. Then you can understand who is bona fide Gurudev, and please come in proper contact, then your life will be successful.
Even you should know that even a Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnava, he has so many qualities. Kripalu, Akritado. And so, you should define. These are the symptoms of Sadharan Vaishnava.
So, Vaishnava has
ordinary
six
and
symptoms.
War in top, oh, so many.
Kripalu.
All these symptoms of Guru are there.
Kripalu means he must be merciful. Or Kritadraha, if someone is envious to him, he must not be envious towards them. Just like Haridas Thakur, he beaten by 22 marketplaces, but he never ask or pray to God, please punish them. Always pray to Bhagavan, oh please forgive them. Pakritadaha. Sattasa, he must be always speak truth, truthful.
And he never speaks lie.
He never tell lie.
He never criticize anyone, even they are wrong.
He has no time to criticize others, because he is always engaged in service of divine couple. He could not understand them. Just like all of you are sitting here, or when you are going to your job or your business, sitting on your chair, if you think anything, any other thing, none can understand your mind. Similarly, the bona fide Gurudev, they are beyond mind. They are always serving divine couple by their soul. So when you come in the level, then you can understand how they are serving divine couple. So they have no time at all to criticize to others. So they are beyond of criticize, beyond of criticism. Satya sar sama, and they are equal vision to all. And nirdosh, they have no fault. Bhagavan, they are great donor. and Suchiman Salai is pure.
What donor?
They are donating pure bhakti. They call Mahavadanna. In this world, if you are hungry, someone can give you some food. If you have no clothes, someone can give you some cloth or food. They are donor, but it will for momentary. But what bona fide Gurudev will give, it will affect on your soul and it permanent. It never be going to end. So they are great donor in this world. Sotta sar saman nirdo sadanna mridu.
If anyone, putting tilak, telling that, I've been initiated by this person, Guru, not chanting always and criticizing other. What type of Vaishnava is he? What type? Is he Vaishnava or not? Never. There is no time at all to criticize anyone. If you will criticize anyone, Hanti, Nindati,
Vaidesti,
Vaidvesti,
Vaishnavarna Vinandati,
Vruddhati,
Jati Nahar Sadarsani Patatani Sar.
What is
it? So, if you have Tilak, Kanti and Sikhar, etc., but you are not
always this in hand, you.
And chanting bead on your hand, but you are criticizing other Vaishnavas, could not tolerate them. So what will be the result? So our speech chat term, Hanti, Nindanti, Vaideshti, Vaishnavanna Vinandati, Kruddhate Jati Naharsa Darsani Patatani Sat. So Hanti, if you beat any Vaishnav or kill any Vaishnav, Hanti, Nindanti, and criticize other Vaishnavas, Hanti, Nindanti, Vaideshti, and envious move towards Vaishnavas,
no Vinandati.
Vaishnavanna Vinandati.
A Vaishnava is coming.
Vaishnava Navi Nandati. If some Vaishnava is coming or Vaishnavas are coming, you know. But you are not going to welcome them. It's superior to you. Knowing everything, you are not going to welcome them. This is also one fault. Ruddhate, seeing Vaishnava, you have become very angry. Oh, why he came in my zone? Maybe he'll tear my oil. I don't like him to come in my zone. So this is also one fault. And
Also, telling others not to go in high association, always like this. Oh, this is not the symptom of any Vaishnava. If any Vaishnava was, he was, but doing so, he fall down. No Vaishnava. We should not give honor to this class of Vaishnava.
So, jati na harsa, seeing Vaishnava, you must be very happy. If you are not happy and you check others, don't go there. What is this? Nonsense things? This question of aparad. If you do all six things, or among six, five or four or three, two, one, you must have to go to hell without any help. None can protect you in this world. So be very careful. Don't do any question of aparad. If you do, your bhakti level will be stagnant and could not advance anymore in Krishna consciousness.
If anyone is doing like this, he is totally not Vaishnava. They don't know what is Vaishnavata.
And this Vaishnava Parada will uproot your bhakti kripa.
Yes.
And he bound to go hell without any hell. None can protect you, none can save you. So be careful, don't do any Vaishnava Parada. If you want to be happy in this world and advance in Krishna consciousness. So now we shall hear from Srila Gurudev, Hare Krishna.
If any pure devotee is preaching Krishna consciousness here and there, and any other guru is also doing so, is preaching, then they are friends. Why to quarrel among them? No reason at all to quarrel. I think that what Swamiji was preaching, love and affection of Krishna. And if someone is doing so, he is preaching, then he surely embrace him. Oh, you are my friend. And that is Swamiji told me to help his devotees. Same thing. If I am preaching, I will see that, oh, this person is helping so much. My devotee, my disciples. Oh, then I will be very much pleased to him. And I will make him friend. Oh, you are helping me by helping my disciples. So this is a good thing. But why friction here? It means there is something loop and hole. And what is that? We have thought that all here, the devotees are my property. Disciples are my property. And that is why anyone can fear. Pure devotee has nothing concerned to do with all these things, bogus things. If anyone is helping my disciples, oh, I will be very thankful to that person. Huh? And I will tell, oh, I am indebted to you that you are helping my devotees. You know that who was the guru of Parikshit Maharaj and from whom he heard Srimad Bhagavatam? Actually, was he the real association guru, Diksha guru? Was first class Vaishnava himself, playing in the laps of Krishna. He cannot do any wrong thing. Never, never. So he called Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami and welcomed and heard from him. Not only he, 88,000 of Rishi, Maharshi and so many all were present. And they all became pure devotees, having love and affection. Who helps us? Helps anyone to become a pure devotee. Really, he is good. If a Diksha Guru who has initiated but not helping and he has been devitiated and he is not pure Vaishnava, can he help? Never, never. But even a Shiksha Guru, whether he has given initiation or not, oh, pure Vaishnava, Shiksha Guru, he can help so much. And really he is Guru. And this is called Bhagavat Parampara. This is approved by our Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Kavi Karanapur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, all our Guru Parampara has accepted this. So we should think, and we should have a strong belief that those who are helping us in developing of Krishna consciousness, really he is Guru. Whether he has initiated Diksha Mantra or not. Otherwise, he cannot help. We know that who is helping us in Krishna consciousness, really he is Guru. And he should have all the qualities that we are expressed. So, I want to speak something about bhakti. But as a general rule for making platform of bhakti, we should know all these things. Otherwise, we may be deprived. Anyone can cheat. And they may tell that you should have a box in your house, all devotees, and give daily $1 there. And in the end of month, you should send to me. Like this. I'm hearing and seeing everywhere like this, bogus goods. When Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadeva Goswami, had he donated any farthing to Sukadeva Goswami? He was naked, Sukadeva Goswami.
No pocket
even. No even door coffin. Door coffin, you know?
Line.
Never. What Parikshit Maharaj can give to Sukadeva Goswami? Nothing. So what you can give to me? Worldly things? You cannot give anything. So we can give you. Really. So now I want to explain something about bhakti. Anya abhilashita sunam. Gyan karma dhyanaputam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti. I forget to do pranam to my guru. Ajnana timiram dasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shi. Oh, by millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my paramaradya guru Om Vishnu Vasishma Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Narayan. And same to my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Vasishma Bhakti Vedanta Swami Narayan. Now I have told that Anya Abhilashita Sunda. And perhaps it has been explained by you. She explained Bhakti. Can you tell my boy? Anya Abhilashita, the meaning? So you should stand up and tell the meaning. Anya Abhilashita. This side? Anyone? This is called Uttama Bhakti. The example of Uttama Bhakti are only gopis. And among gopis, Srimati Radhika. Only. These are Uttamottama. The mode of Radhika, how she is pleasing and serving Krishna. Even in he becomes angry and he molds his mouth like that. I will not speak with you. Even this is not. She does man, you know?
Sakhi.
Why? To please Krishna. He can give his feet on the head of Krishna to please Krishna. We cannot imagine what are their moves. We may think that, Yashoda Ma is binding Krishna, he is weeping, and with his stick he wants to beat him. This is purest bhakti. You cannot imagine how. Duryodhana invited Krishna in his golden
royal palace
and he prepared so many preparation, very sweet and delicious, and he was to present to Krishna. But Krishna what told? I'm not hungry, I'm not a beggar person, I'm Atma Kam, Atma Rami, Ram Yogi. More than that, I have come to for a job here, and without completing, I cannot take anything. Especially you have no love and affection for me. How can I take? I'm not a beggar. Understand? So he never had to Krishna. And Yashoda Ma, with a stick, binding him. And Krishna is weeping. This is bhakti. How? The symptoms of bhakti is so high. We cannot understand. Because we are Kanishta Adhikari. Or some are going to enter in Madhyam Adhikari. How we can? So, from beginning stage, I want to give some explanation for bhakti and they are divided into five kinds of bhakta. Then you can understand the mood of gopis. Otherwise you cannot. What are they? Aramayana. Maharaj Dasarath wished to complete two born of Kaikeyi. Ram should go to forest for 14 years and Bharata should be king. Knowing Ram became very happy and then he left with Sita and Lakshmana. He went to forest. First he went to Chitrakoot. Bharat was not present there. He has gone to his maternal uncle with Shatrughna. When Ramchandra went to forest, oh, Dasarath Maharaj, feeling so much separation, Ram, Hara, Hara. Man never came. And he left his life in separation. He had so much attachment for Ram that he left his life. Vasishtha was very worried. Guru, what to do? Now Ajodhya is in what?
Danger.
In danger. Quickly he sent a messenger to Bharata and Shatrughna to call him. They came. They were thinking, why? Without any reason they are, or there must be some reason. What is that? When he came, he saw that Ajodhya is like a vidhava nari.
Vido.
Like a widow. No one coming to welcome me. Why? Where is my father? Where is my brother Ram? He used to come to welcome me, but today not. In the meantime, he saw my mother Kaikeyi. She was widow. Oh mother, how you became a widow? Oh, my dear son, for you I have become.
For your benefit.
Why? Where is my father? Oh, he has left his life. Where is Ram, Lakshmana and others? Oh, they have gone to forest. Where is Sita? She has also. Why it became? Oh, only for you I did. That you should be king of the whole kingdom. And secondly, I thought that in 14 years, your kingdom will be
strong
that even Ram will come. Oh,
no subject will care for him.
That is why I did. Oh, you did for me. But today, I am promising that you are not my mother and I am not yours on this relation. Stop. I would have killed him. But not killing, that Ram will be somewhat angry to me. And telling this, he announced that Bhishma, I am going to Chitrakoot to bring my brother, to make him king. All the mothers become ready. They go. Vasishtha and whole kingdom, all young persons followed him. All army also, with elephants and horses, all began to travel with him. When Ram went, when Bharata reached there, oh, he was thinking, anyhow, at so much strong faith that with my love and affection, Ram must return back and he will be king. Otherwise, I can give up my life. He told to mother, Kausalya, mother, can you help me? If you order Ram, that oh Ram, you should quickly return back to Ajodhya and be king. He cannot
disobey your order.
Disobey. He must come. She told, I cannot go like this. Why? I am I wrong? Oh, you are not wrong. Your love and affection Ram, for Ram is so high. But Ram is not doing anything against Dharma. He is Param Dharmi. So, I can, he is going to forest to obey his father. How can I tell him that he should give up his Dharma? I cannot. So, I am wrong? No, you are not wrong. But yet, you are taking the side of your own son perhaps, or nothing, you are more than my son. Then he went to Vasishtha and told the son. He also refused to tell Ram to return back. He went to Mother Sunaina, the mother of Janaki. Oh, you can save me only, other kind of. Maharaj Janak has come, he is like our father. Tomorrow there will be meeting and it will be decided what to do. So please tell Maharaj Janak that he should tell that Ram should be returned back to his kingdom. Oh, I will pray him. But he is very a strong devotee. What he decides he does, he follows that. So let us. Do you want that your Sita should travel in forests and jungles, in mosquitoes and so many where there are demons? You want? No, no, I don't want. But how can I tell? Then next day, there was a big meeting. And in meeting, Maharshi Vasishtha, Maharaj Janak, and all these sons of persons of Chitrakoot assembled there. All the subjects of Ayodhya with mother and all. Kaikai went to Ram and told, oh, you are my son. I have requested the two boons from Maharaj. Now I am returning back. You should come back and obey me. I am your mother. And you should be in Ayodhya and you should be. Because I wanted. Now I am rejecting my proposal and telling you to return back to Ayodhya. Oh, Ram told. Oh, you are wanting something for your mamata to me? Mamata ke badle ye tum chahti hai humse ye mulya chahti ho, meri mamata ka mulya chahti ho.
You're asking price for my mamata,
My love. My love and affection you want. Don't do like this. If you were telling, I'm just returned back, I will return back to Ayodhya. Then she began, then what will be of my father? He has told. So, the time has passed. If you had told in the front of Maharaj Dasara, my father, and he would have allowed to to cancel this, then it was. But time has gone. No? And then what became? She began to weep loudly. Then Maharaj Janak came there. A very big council of all. And what became? Maharaj Maharshi Vasishtha, Brahmarshi Vasishtha told, Ayodhya is in very much trouble. In the ocean of what?
Misery.
You can say you are very high class of devotee. You can say. So better, I think that you are father of Ram and Bharat and all. Because you have given your daughters to them. Sita, Urmila, Mandavi Shruti Kriti. All are your daughters. And now they are your son. They must obey. Then he told that, Ram, do you want to obey me? Oh, he told, yes. You are my father, my guru, my all thing. I must obey. Bharat, what you will do? I must obey what you will tell. Then Janak told, doing pranam to his Gurudev, he told. What he told? Oh, you have so much love and affection for God. So So you have on the race. Understand? तुम्हारे हृदय में इतना प्रेम है, अप्रेम does not know rules and regulations. So I think that 40 years Ram should do it. But love has some rule and regulation. Rules and regulation. Prem bhi apni kuch marjada rakhta hai. भरत का प्रेम एक महासमुद्र के समान है, पैसिफिक ओशन के समान है, जिसमें हिमालय जैसे पर्वत डूब जाएंगे। किंतु राम का धर्म कैसा है? वो अटल अचल रहेगा, डूब तो डूब जाएगा किंतु वो नहीं होगा। पद्मिनी,
the love or prem has its own principles which guides it. The Bharat, the love of Bharat in his heart is as deep as the Pacific Ocean, and the strong adherence of religious principles of Sri Ram is like Himalayan mountains, so high. Although the great Himalayan mountain can sink in the Pacific Ocean, but it will remain immovable.
So Ram, dharma ki marjada aur sima hai. Ram is the
example.
He can drink in the ocean of love and affection of Bharat, but he cannot give up his dharma marjada. But love has also some principles, marjada. What is that? Ek bhakt ko apna jo aradhya dev hai, उसकी इच्छाओं को समझ करके इच्छा के अनुसार में उसकी सेवा करना। अपने मन से मत करो। यू आर सर्विंग नॉट टू प्लीज यू बट टू प्लीज ऑल योर ईस्ट डे राम। व्हाट राम लाइक्स, व्हाट ही डिजायर्स, यू शुड नो एंड देन ही फॉलो यू। अदरवाइज यू आर सीइंग वन बाय वन साइड ओनली yours. You are very
selfish.
Yes, like that. You want to be happy, but you don't want to make him happy. What he desires, you think that if Ram will come, I will be happy. But how Ram will be happy? Have you known this fact? Please go to Ram and ask how you can be pleased. What your desire is, that I can fulfill. Oh, Bharata at once stood up and he fell down on the feet of Maharaj Janaki. You are my guru, really. Up till now I was not realizing what is prem. You have opened my eyes. And what is that? I should know the desire of Ram and to follow. Oh, very good. He went to Ram, apologized and told, oh my brother Ram, my dear Ram, now Maharaj Janak has opened my eyes. I was thinking one side, not both sides, or Ram side, your side. Really, what you desire? Oh, then Ram told, oh, I know that your love is so high. So Maharaj Janak has told that you have own. So I have been defeated. What you know or what you want, I will do. I have taken the kingdom of Ajodhya. For this you are really unhappy. So I have taken. Now I am the king of Ajodhya. But I want that I should fulfill the desire of my father also. So for 14 years, you should be there as my representative and rule the kingdom like a father. That I know. And then Bhat told, oh yes, now I am realizing this. Now I want to be your representative, but I cannot tolerate one day, even that you will be late. to come on Ajodhya. If you will be for one day even, I will give up my life. Oh, don't have doubting. I will come at the nick of time. And then he told the one thing I am also requesting you. You should give your sandal.
Wooden sandal.
Wooden sandal. What you will do? Oh, this will be your representative. I will think that your sandal is Ram himself. And I will do daily vasi. And any order from him, I will pray. And it will be on the throne. And I will do everything. So, Bharata returned back to that time. So, this is bhakti. We should know what Krishna wants. What begins from Guru. What your Guru wants from you. What he wants Guru. A bona fide Guru wants. That you should serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. You should serve all qualified Vaishnava. Chant always now. Remember the sweet pastimes of Krishna. He wants that. He not wants that, oh, come and make money for me. I have so many projects. He never wants. He wish that his disciples should gradually develop his Krishna consciousness. Only he desires. So we should know the desire of Guru first. What he wants? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam,
Archanam,
Bandhanam, Dasyam, Satkhamat, Manivedam. Like these, always engage your mind. Oh, but one thing will be big problem. If 24 hours you will do Shravanam, Kirtanam, what about your jobs to maintain your life? How? Oh, don't be worried for that. If you are chanting, remembering, Krishna has promised that he will bring all the utensils you need on his head or on his back. And he has, time to time, he is fulfilling his promises. So don't. Down. But I know that you cannot do. You cannot follow me. You cannot give up all these things and cannot come. Because you are Kanishta. You cannot. Even, you know, Pandavas, a high class of people. They are maintaining family life. But their family life far, far. Oh, Arjun, Bhim and others. Having so much love and affection for Draupadi because she is a high class of a devotee of Krishna. Draupadi has 5 husbands and so much love and affection. But why? Because all are devotee of Krishna. So if a family life is like that, oh no hope. But your whole desire should be like unbroken. Esteem like madhu, honey, in the guidance of Vaishnava, in the guidance of Guru, to please Krishna, not to please him. This is really what it is. Gau Premanande. Any kirtan? One kirtan, then they should be